are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. Did you hear about the Honolulu Police Department caught some heat recently for spending $150,000 on a robot dog?
No. Is it for bombs or something?
No, it is actually, they say that it's to help combat COVID-19 by taking people's temperatures at a homeless tent city. And so they spent $150,000 on this. And so it kind of prompted interest, you know, for how interested people would be in having a robot pet. Separate from that. I mean, these are two different things I'm talking about. But there was a survey about whether or not people would be interested in having a robot pet. And 3 in 4 Americans say no.
Now, I wouldn't, because I believe that affection comes from a natural bond.
Yeah.
You know, our dog climbs up in our lap and nuzzles us like a baby. I've never seen a dog do the way he does. And we know that's because he genuinely wants our attention and our affection, and he really cares.
Yeah.
And we love him. If a robot does it, it's part of its programming.
Yeah, and you know that it's not real.
Right.
I mean, it's, yeah, same with Dino.
Same reason I would never want a robot girlfriend.
True.
You know?
Yeah. So, there were 6,000 people were surveyed, and 23% said that, yes, they would want one. 9% said they were very interested. 14% said maybe. And then everyone else said no or wasn't sure. I mean, I'm with you, though. I mean, there's not that genuine connection.
Right.
And the whining, you know, when someone is coming home, you know, when Dino starts that whining, you know, it's because he's excited and he's like, oh, more of my people are home. You know, you wouldn't get that with a robot.
No. And if you did, it's programming.